You're listening to LVB Podcast Show with your friend, advocate, and host, Alvaro.
Hi, and welcome to LVB Show. My name is Alvaro, and I'm very happy to be with you tonight. Tonight, we continue our series of where people who are visually impaired and blind live and how is life there. So we have with us a lady. Her name is Christine Kellin. She lives in Michigan. And so, Christine, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
My pleasure, Christine. And my first question is, exactly in Michigan, where do you live?
I live on the outskirts of a very small town called Marne.
Now, what can you tell us about Marne?
Like I said, it's a very, very, very small town. I grew up pretty much on the outskirts of it. I go to church there. There's very few businesses in the little town itself because it's just so tiny. It's kind of one of those, you know, typical country towns where pretty much a lot of the people knows everybody by name type place.
My question would be, how friendly it is for some in your case that is totally blind?
Well, it's hard because there's no public transportation. So you have to rely on others to get you places. That's really the only thing. The church that I attend in the little town, I can actually go to without the use of a cane because I grew up there and I basically know like the back of my hand. So, but there are definitely, the people are great, but there are definitely some things that the town could do to improve.
When it comes to services for the visually impaired and blind in that little town, what services can you find?
You can't find them directly in the town, but I can go to the city of Grand Rapids to get those services for, because Grand Rapids will provide services for the surrounding areas, including my little town.
When it comes to budget, would you say it's an inexpensive place to live?
I think it depends on where you live. I don't know if I could really tell you. I mean, I really love it. But I'm still really young, so I couldn't tell you. I mean, there's a lot of so I guess it depends on who you are, in other words, and like what house you live in.
When it comes to food, can you give us an example? If you go to a diner, or if you go to have breakfast, how much could it be per person?
It's reasonable. I'd say it's probably about $8 or $9 a person, I'd say, which isn't horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. When it comes to internet service and cable, how much is it?
Ooh. I'm not exactly sure on the exact numbers on that one, because that's not, because I don't pay that, so.
Okay. When it comes to safety, Do you feel safe there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I feel totally safe there. I know that there are people who will always have my back.
What kind of activities can you do in your little town?
So we have, obviously, I have a lot of church events, and a lot of events with the Lions Club. So we have parades. We actually have a festival coming up. We have a 5K coming up. We just have all of these amazing things coming up that, there's actually going to be a kids soccer camp coming up. So there's a lot really that you can do. You just sometimes have to look around, not just in Marne, but in the surrounding towns as well.
Now, something that comes to mind is, how is the weather like?
Well, okay, so this is Michigan. And what they say in Michigan is, if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes and it'll change.
Oh, wow.
Because in Michigan, like, it could be hot and sunny one day and snowy the next, although normally that doesn't happen. Normally from about December, January, February, and March, you normally have kind of the snow season, maybe even a little bit more or less than that, give or take. And then you have the rainy season, so the spring, and then you have summers, which they can actually get quite warm, believe it or not, but I do think that Michigan springs and summers are beautiful. I just don't like snow, which we can get a lot of.
You have talked about the Lions Clubs. Maybe some of our listeners don't know what that is.
Okay, Lions Clubs. It's a charitable organization. It's actually one of the largest worldwide, and we do a lot of, we help support a lot of things in our community. We help people who are blind or visually impaired. Maybe they need glasses glasses or some sort of eye surgery. So we might help pay for some of that stuff. Lions Clubs are also supposed to promote literacy, and other services. So basically, we're just a very broad organization. They also do a lot of, disaster relief and prevention of specific diseases and conditions. And they even do a bit of blindness prevention for people. For kids especially, who could go blind later in their lives because of preventable diseases. So it's just a very broad organization that does a lot for the community and for the world.
And Kristen, how can people join?
So how I joined, and normally what you do is, if you know somebody who is a member of one of these, and they have these everywhere, like I said, so you just have to find one in your community, and you just you figure out if you know somebody who's a member, and then they, like, what they did with me is they invited me to one of their meetings, and then at that meeting I was given an application to apply to become a member, and then later you get inducted.
And you really like it?
I love it. Like, it's kind of a way for me to give back to awesome causes in our community, which which we've helped a variety of families and with a variety of things. And we've also helped other charities, and we have projects night. So there are certain projects that we donate to every year. And because the Lions Club has done a lot for me when I was a child, like they helped make sure that I could get to, like they transported me to, specific programs that were designated for blind and visually impaired youth.
Oh, wow.
So I just really, it just really was kind of a calling for me, and I don't regret the decision that I've made to join.
Very interesting for our listeners. Yeah, I always hear good things about the Lions Clubs, I have to say. Now, talking about your small town, is something, would you really recommend someone moving there?
Yes and no. Yes, if you're just looking for a nice, quiet little town, that's kind of in the country. But no, if you need things like public transportation, and if you can't get places.
Now, what would be your advice for someone who is thinking of moving somewhere else? They are visually impaired, maybe totally blind, and they say, okay, what should I take into account before I move somewhere? What do you say to them?
Well, okay, first I would want to take into account my situation. So for instance, I have a job here, or I'm trying to look for a job, and I need transportation. And so what I would consider first and foremost is public transportation. Does this place have reliable transportation so that you can get to where you need to go effectively without having to rely on, so basically just something reliable. And then I would want to consider also with that is, where do I work, or where am I planning on working? Looking for a job. Then, I mean, because that's going to kind of give you an idea of, I need to live somewhere in this vicinity, somewhere in this area. And then you just kind of work. And then finally, is it affordable? I mean, can I afford it on the money that I have available to me?
Very, very.
So those are kind of some of the things I know that I personally think about. And so, those are just some of the things that I kind of am considering when looking for housing.
Kristen, at your particular situation, do you think of moving out of that place and going to a big city in the future?
I'm thinking about moving to somewhere nearby, because public transportation's like not terribly far away from the little town. There's kind of a suburbial area or another small town where the buses do run through. So I'm considering actually moving over there, because then I'm close to Grand Rapids and I'm close to home and I have public transportation. Grand Rapids has a lot of opportunities for places that take people who have my particular college degree.
Which is?
Which I actually in December will have a BSW, which is a bachelor's degree in social work.
Very interesting. Where would you like to work? What kind of place?
I'm really into disability advocacy. So what my plan is this summer there's a volunteer opportunity for me at a place called Disability Advocates of Kent County. which I mean, I've heard of this place, but they do a lot. And then what I'm hoping is that that might turn into a job. If not, there are other places that work with people with disabilities that I would also be open to getting into as well.
Christian, very smart. What you are planning to do, in my view, for our listeners, because recent studies prove that when you go to a place for volunteering, usually it ends up being a job.
Mm-hmm. I know several who've done it.
Me too. And Christian, what kind of technology do you use and how do you use it?
Well, I have my computer here, my laptop. It has Windows 8.1. It is a Toshiba. And I am running JAWS 14. I would actually love to upgrade. And I use that for a lot of things right now. I have my school stuff that I do on there. I use the internet on here. I'm actually having this conversation on my computer. And then I also have my iPhone 6, which I also use quite a bit for various things as well. And hopefully this summer I will be investing in an iPad, which will just be another way to not only have something more portable, but to also be able to do some of these things, maybe where I don't have my laptop with me and I just have the iPad.
Do you use any kind of GPS application on your phone?
The only one that I have right now is Google Maps because it's free and I don't have money to purchase any of the other GPS apps right now, and a lot of them cost money.
How do you use Google Maps?
Well, a good example is that when I was doing my internship interviews and I had to get to places, I would put in the address for the person who was driving me. And then that way I was able to get us there. And we kind of had an idea of where it was. And I think that they do have some other functions as well, but I do use Google Maps, especially when people are driving me places that maybe we don't know where they are.
Is there any application that you know of that rates accessible places in area?
I'm not actually sure about that, to be honest with you.
For our listeners, there is an app called Able Road, ABLEROAD, that claims to do that. Because I don't live in the United States, I do not know. But it claims that in the United States, it has a list of accessible places all across the country, really, to any disability. So please, Kristen, look it up. It's a free application. And it's totally accessible with VoiceOver.
Okay.
My last question, Christian, is, do you think that today is better to do that move of saying, okay, I live with my parents, is something that I would like to change because of my age and whatever my goals are in life. Do you think it's a better time now to be visually impaired, totally blind, and decide to move out of the house than 20, 30 years ago?
I think, first of all, it's going to depend on where you want to move. Because there are places that, like, especially, like, if I go downtown Grand Rapids, which is one of the kind of one of the big cities that's near me, they have basically bought up all these old these houses and apartment buildings, and they flipped them to make them And re-renovated them so that they can charge people $800 per bed. So in that aspect, no. But like I said, it depends on where you want to move, because the cost of living is higher now. But on the other hand, I do believe that public transportation is better. With the technology available to us and the public transportation available to us, it's better in that aspect. So it just depends on A, more important to you, and how much you can afford, and B, where exactly do you want to move? Because I do think that, actually I know for a fact, that neighborhoods do change over time.
Very well said, Kristen. And for people who want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
So I have a Twitter, which you can follow. It's at KKELLING92. That is my Twitter. And then I also use Facebook. My name is Kristen Kelling. My first name is spelled KristenKelling. Should be fairly easy to find. And then my Skype, which is Kristen.Kelling.
Very easy to find you indeed. So, Kristen, thank you so much for being with us tonight, helping us understand what is life where you live.
No problem. It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me and letting me have this opportunity.
It's my pleasure. And for our listeners, remember, if you want to be on the show, you can email me at lowvisionbureau@gmail.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at lowvisionbureau. So that's it. So this is Alvaro from LVB Show saying good night.